Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
And we're back again. Time for another Morning Mindset. For those of you that are out there paying attention, and for those of you that hit the little share button on Spotify or the share button on iHeartRadio and put it on, you know what you can do? You can choose your favorite Morning Mindset episode and you can share it to your social media stories. Yes, if you have an Instagram account or a Facebook account, which 95% of you do, you can share that. And then your friends will see it and they'll be like, hey, what is this dude talking about? What is this chick talking about? What's this Morning Mindset thing? I might enjoy that. Do what you hate. You're like, no, Paul, that's wrong. Absolutely, you're absolutely wrong. In today's world, you should never do anything that you don't want to do. You should never have to do things you don't like, that make you uncomfortable, or that you quote unquote hate. Because in our world today, we should only do what we like. Yeah, and that is how we've gotten to the point we have as a nation. We have people that only do what they like. Kind of like if you ask a five-year-old or a four-year-old even, what do you want for dinner, Billy? I want cookies for dinner. Because cookies are good and they make me happy. But what do we know as responsible adults? Can your body build strength on cookies? No, it can't. You have to eat good stuff. You have to eat the meat and the vegetables and all that stuff, right? We know this. Sometimes you have to do what you hate in order to grow. Now, for me, as a person who's engaging in strength training, and I have a coach, I have a professional coach who helps me. And one of the things that my coach has programmed me to do, one of the exercises that my coach has programmed me to do is barbell rows. And if you don't know what barbell rows are, you can go online and you can look it up. Now, the four basic lifts for strength training are squats, low bar squats, deadlifts, overhead press or military press or standard press, depending on what you call it, and bench press. Those are the four standards. But after you go so far, when you start out as a beginner, linear progression, beginner's linear progression, you make so many achievements, so many goals, you get so far, and then you have to mix it up. And so what my coach has done is he started mixing it up, and he's programmed me to do barbell rows. I hate barbell rows. I don't like them. They're not fun. But you know what? I do them anyway. Why do I do them anyway? Well, if you don't like them, then you should just say, hey, I'm an adult and I don't want to do what I don't want to do. And so there. Yeah, but is that how we grow? I trust my coach. And I trust that even though I don't necessarily enjoy the barbell rows, every time he programs them for me, I go out there and I think, oh, just do one set. I'm supposed to do three sets of eight, and I'll say, all right, do the first set of eight, and if you knock that out, then you can tell them you did it, and then I do the first set of eight, and I do, all right, okay, well, I can do the second set, and I do the second set. I'm like, well, you already did two sets. You might as well just go ahead and do the third set, and I do the third set. I do it because I trust my coach and because I know it's part of the growth process and because it's an exercise, it's a lift that's going to help me. I don't do it because it's fun. I don't do it because I want to. I don't wake up in the morning thinking, man, I cannot wait to get to the gym and do barbell rows today. Oh, I love that. That's my favoriteest thing in the whole world. No, I don't. But you know what? That's part of being a mature adult. Sometimes in order to grow, we have to do things that we don't like. Sometimes we have to do things that we hate. But you know what? From a psychological standpoint, sometimes it's way better to do things that you don't want to do. Because you know who does everything that they want to do or everything that's easy? Children. Children will do things that are easy. Children will do things that they like. Big deal. There's no psychological reward in doing what you wanted to do anyway. You're like, well, I did what I wanted to do. Woohoo, I'm proud of myself. Why are you proud of yourself? Anybody could do that. Anybody could do what is easy. Anybody could do what is fun. How we grow and how we mature and how we advance as physically fit and psychologically fit humans is we do what we don't necessarily want to do, but we do it because we know it's the right thing to do. And ladies and gentlemen, you say, well, Paul, I know this and I've known this for a long time. And I'm glad if you knew this and you've been practicing this for a long time, congratulations, that is fantastic. But what I see as I look around at the world today, I see a lot of people that have decided, well, I don't want to do it, so I'm not going to do it because I don't like it. All right, congratulations. That's not how we grow psychologically. That's not how we grow physically. That's not how we advance in our careers. That's not how we advance in our personal lives. You know, as far as being a married person, sometimes it's really hard for young couples to adjust. And I'm going to tell you why. Well, obviously you should know why, but maybe you haven't thought about it. Before you got married, even if you were super in love and you wanted to marry that person for, you know, months or years or whatever, you still were an individual doing what you wanted to do on your own time. Then you got married and the honeymoon was fantastic, but then the honeymoon ends and you realize that your spouse wants to do things that you don't want to do. They want you to do things that you don't want to do. Now, you could be stubborn, you could be selfish, and you could say, you know what, I don't want to do that, and I'm not going to, and I don't care. But that's not how you grow in a relationship. Sometimes in a relationship, you have to do things that you don't want to do just because it's the right thing to do. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to grow, you need to do what you hate, or at very least, you need to do what you don't like, because that's part of being a mature human being. And I think that concept has been largely lost here on the current generation. So if you want to grow, if you want to expand yourself, if you want to be a well-rounded human being, go out there and do what you don't want to do. Do what you hate. Do what you don't like to do, even though it is the right thing to do. Sound good? I'm going to go get some more coffee. How's that sound? And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for being a part of the show. I hope that you're enjoying it. I hope you're getting something out of it. And once again, thank you to everybody this week who went to Amazon or Kindle and either picked up the Morning Mindset book or the Fighting Solves Everything book or the Legion of Michael book or any of the books by yours truly, Paul G. Markle. I truly appreciate it. All right, guys, I'm your host, and I'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.